This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. So as was mentioned, the topic Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah and the tongue. And maybe it was just a slip of the tongue. But khair and barakah to both of them, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. One we say, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, passed away centuries ago. And the other we say, hafizahullah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, every Friday we gather. And no doubt it's important to talk about current affairs. The Middle East on fire due to sectarian conflict. We have issues on our doorstep. We have family problems. No doubt super important, brothers and sisters. But also, the topic and the discussion on the day of Friday is for every musalli to connect back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him to reflect over his own self. For him to reflect with regards to his own being. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. One of the giants of Al-Islam, and more especially related to you people in Cape Town, one of the giants, the Imam Shaykhul Islam, the Zahid, the Alim, the Wali, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. What was his full name? Abu Zakaria Yahya ibn Sharaf An-Nawawi. This individual, a great scholar of the Shafi'i Madhab, he was born in the year 631. He only lived a life of at most 46 years. Why are we talking about him just now, bi-iznillahi ta'ala? Imam An-Nawawi was from Syria, the area of Hauran. He was from the town called Nawa. In reality, many people, you are famous due to the place that you come from. You are from Baghdad, you are from Mecca. You are famous due to the place that you came from. But Imam An-Nawawi, it was the opposite. Nobody knew Nawa except until they knew Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. That what is this Nawa? Well, that man is from Nawa. He's the one who made it famous. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. Most of the kids, they've memorized the 40 ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi. You had scholars past and present who authored books, 40 ahadith on this. 40 ahadith on marriage, 40 ahadith on business transactions. And you have thousands of them like that. But when you say 40 ahadith, everybody's mind only goes back to the collection of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. Millions across the globe, from India to Pakistan to China, they've memorized those 40 ahadith. We're talking about the barakah of this man. We're talking about the legacy of this man. Riyadh As-Salihin. In this library, 100% sure that you have a copy of Riyadh As-Salihin. Our brothers in Jamaat, those from amongst the Arabs, the syllabus that they use, Riyadh As-Salihin. The Gardens of the Righteous. Only ahadith. Ahadith about how to be good. Ahadith what to avoid. Ahadith with regards to the relationship between yourself, your father and your mother. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. This book here, as many scholars said, is probably the most famous book printed after the Noble Quran. Yes, Sahih al-Bukhari is the most authentic. But as for the most widely published book after the Quran, Riyadh as-Salihin, subhanallah. He also had Minhaj, the explanation of Sahih Muslim. Hundreds and thousands of scholars have written explanations on Sahih Muslim. But this summarized explanation of Imam An-Nawawi became the most famous. We're picking on something, brothers and sisters. Look for the common denominator. He has Sharh Muhazzab, an encyclopedia with regards to the Shafi'i Madhab. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. That's only but a little from the ocean of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. In fact, part of his legacy that we stand here today and we are talking about him. And we mention rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy upon him. How many businessmen, how many mayors, how many mujahideen, how many of the great they were. But we're talking about Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. This man was a man who was mubarak. This man was a man of barakah. Imam Malik rahimahullah. When someone came to him and said to him, "You are authoring this book, the Muwatta of Imam Malik. Why? There's many others who have authored many other Muwatta'at, the Muwatta of Ibn Abi Dhi'b, the Muwatta of this person, that person." How did Imam Malik respond? He said, "Whatever is for Allah will remain." Subhanallah. Whatever is for Allah will remain today. How many muwattas do you have? When you talk muwatta, the only one muwatta that comes to mind is the muwatta of Imam Malik rahimahullah. This Imam al-Nawawi, as many scholars said, after the 4th century, there's not really many people that across the board from the various madahib and groupings, everybody agreed with regards to the love of any one man, except Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. Whether you be from this group or that group or whatever group it might be, everybody regarded him as the great Imam. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, what's the common denominator? All that we spoke about, what's the common denominator with regards to this man? He died at plus minus 46 years at most. Some said 43, some said 44, at most 46. Where was their time? To give charity, tahajjud salah, to make jihad, amr bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, to study, to author books, writing encyclopedias that universities today unable to put together. Where was the time? The time was in his barakah, due to his ikhlas. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Sahih al-Bukhari, you open it up. What's the first hadith in that book? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Our kids have memorized it, walhamdulillah. This hadith we all know. Maybe you do an action, it's the size of a mountain, but it's made minuscule due to the corrupt intention. And maybe a small tiny act is magnified due to the purity of your intention. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. And we don't look into hearts, nor do we guarantee for him paradise. But we can say that this man's legacy has stood the time. We can say that he's left a print foot, he's left a fingerprint on the heritage of Al-Islam, and most likely it's due to his ikhlas. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this Zahid, this Alim, this Wali, this Taqi, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, and say rahimahullah when you hear his name. This Imam, from amongst the ahadith that he discussed in his book Al-Azkar and Riyad al-Salihin, certain ahadith he covered that should wake us up. Here's the message for myself and the message for you. Should make us stand up, should wake us up from our slumber, should make us ponder and reflect. If it be a little bit of reflection every Friday, walhamdulillah. Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, talks about the matter of the tongue. And he mentions those ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That hadith where that companion Ma'iz radiyallahu ta'ala an, he comes to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, tahhirni, purify me." Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, purify me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turns away from him. We've maybe heard this hadith many times, but ponder and reflect over the meaning behind it, brothers and sisters. Purify me, Ya Rasulullah. Turned away from him. He comes again, purify me, Ya Rasulullah. Turns away from him. Is this man Majnoon? Is he insane? No, Ya Rasulullah, he's not insane. Is he Sakran? Maybe he's drunk. Maybe he's under the influence. Ya Rasulullah, they smelt his mouth. He's not drunk. What does he want? He's fallen into zina. And he wants purification in this world before the hereafter. He does not want to answer for it upstairs. Sort it out here. Comes again. Ya Rasulullah, purify me. Third time. And then a fourth time he testified against himself. Subhanallah. We know the rule. The four witnesses. Well, he testified against himself four times. What can we do? Except the punishment was meted out. The companions were told to take him and apply the capital punishment upon him. Brothers and sisters, who are we talking about? We're talking about a Sahabi. We're talking about a companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about somebody who was there in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about somebody who was the friend of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, and the best of people. We're talking about this man who was from the madrasa of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he was a human being. He made a mistake. He fell into an error. And one might say, what temptation did Ma'iz have in comparison to myself and yourself? You walk out of the masjid, you don't know where to look. Look down, look up, it's a problem. Left, right and center, the waves of fitna hitting. What temptation did Ma'iz have? Maybe a fingernail? Maybe an eyebrow? What really temptation did he have? But he was a human being. He made a mistake. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَاءٌ وَخَيْرُ خَطَائِينَ أَتَوَّابُونَ Every one of the children of Adam, they fall into error, they fall into sin. And the best of those who sin are those who turn to Allah in tawbah. Nobody knew what he did. Did the Rasul ask him, well, where's the woman? Who were you with? Bring her to us. No, we're not interested. You testified with regards to yourself. We apply the penalty on you. We don't want to know about her. Subhanallah. After all of this was said and done, companions took him and they applied the penalty upon him. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the riwayah of Imam Abu Dawood. Two companions are walking, crux of our story. They said to one another, look at Ma'iz. What a disgraceful death. What an embarrassing situation. Nobody knew what he did. He could have kept it quiet, hidden the matter, but he came out and publicized it, and now he died like a dog. A disgraceful death. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam overheard this. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam overheard them talking about, this was not a rumor. This was not some anonymous WhatsApp message that they got. This was not something that they just read up on Facebook. No, this was 100% the man testified about himself that he fell into zina. No doubt about it. But they spoke bad about him. Look at whose honor our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is defending. Look at whose honor he is defending, subhanallah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to both of them, can you see the dead carcass lying there, that animal lying there for a few days? Maybe has maggots on it, smelling, stinking, go and eat from it. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we can't even get close to it. What do you mean eat from it? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that your speaking ill of Ma'iz is worse than both of you eating from that dead carcass. And right now Ma'iz is swimming in the rivers of paradise. Subhanallah. Whose honor? This woman that maybe is out somewhere where people are talking about her. Her husband passed away 3 years ago and so there's rumors. Rumors? No. He defended the honor of somebody who was 100% guilty of that crime. Ma'iz is right now swimming in the rivers of paradise. Brothers and sisters, how many times we have sliced hearts with our tongues. That limb, subhanAllah, that organ which breaks families, that organ which causes so much of problems, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Look at whose honor he defended. Similar to Ma'iz, hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, a hadith that Imam An-Nawawi covered and put in his various books, where he chaptered safeguarding of the tongue, where he spoke about avoiding those matters that you have no knowledge about. He even discussed amongst the ulama how they fall into ghiba and namima. How, because of mashaAllah, they fancy understanding. They might not be explicit when they run down the other, but implicitly they run down the other. This female comes, Ya Rasulullah, purify me. He turns away from her. She comes again. Are you turning away from me like you turned away from Ma'iz? I am pregnant. We all know this hadith. But ponder, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Ponder over the emotions behind it. He turned away from her. She says, you're turning away from me like you turned for Ma'iz? I don't need to testify 4 times. I am pregnant. Subhanallah. Nobody knew. We don't want to know who the guy is. She could have kept it quiet. But she came. She knows, Allah knows. Her conscience was eating her inside. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, go back, come back once you've given birth. There's no sin upon that kid. Allahu musta'an. Look at our South African abortion statistics. In some places, there's over 3,000 abortions per month. Some provinces. Allahu musta'an. The Nabi of Rahmah, he says to her, go. Yes, that might be a product of adultery, of zina, but there's no sin upon that kid. She comes back later after giving birth. Who knows? There were no policemen outside her house, no warrant of arrest. Nobody knows who she is. She could have skipped town, gone somewhere else. 9 months later, at most, she comes back. Ya Rasulullah, look, I've given birth. SubhanAllah. He says to her, go, come back once the kid can eat on his own. Because right now the kid needs the mother, the Nabi of mercy, of rahmah. There's no sin upon the kid. Wean the kid off the breast milk. If we go with the maximum of 2 years, she comes back after that period. People have been born, people have died, people have married, life has moved on. You might have lost a family member. 2 years later, we're lucky if you remember them, subhanAllah. Life has moved on. But she comes back after that period of time. Ya Rasulullah, the kid can eat on his own. He takes the kid and puts the kid in the care of somebody, the custody of someone else. Gives the ruling for the capital punishment to be applied upon her. The crux of the story, brothers and sisters, the tongue. The tongue, the tongue. That same tongue that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh. Mu'adh said, Ya Rasulullah, will we enter the hellfire due to our tongue? وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ عَلَىٰ مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Will people not be flung head first in the hellfire except due to what they earned with their tongues, O Mu'adh? Back to the female. When the penalty was being applied upon her, Khalid ibn Walid, the giant, Khalid ibn Walid, the mujahid, he said a bad word about her. Some blood splattered on his face. And so he said something bad about her. Lewd woman, loose woman. He might have said something like this. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again, look at whose honor he is defending, brothers and sisters. Female found guilty of zina, had a child out of wedlock. He took the defense of her honor. What did he say? She's made a tawbah, it would suffice for 60, some narrations, 70 men of Medina al-Munawwara. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. For us to take stock, for us to reflect. What did we say to the wife? What did I say to the husband? To the neighbor? We just went through all of those xenophobic attacks, etc. Discrimination, Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. The one who started the acts of discrimination was none other than Iblis. Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. That's why we talk bad about the other. That's why we backbite about the other. That's why on social media, one line, two lines, I knock off an entire country. Arabs are like this. Indians are like that. The Shafi'is are like that. Subhanallah. You want them all to be your adversaries on Yawm al-Qiyamah? In the old days, maybe you backbit one individual, two people. Social media gave you now the opportunity to earn your Jahannam very fast. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Iblis. When he was ordered to bow down to our father Adam, what did he say? Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. I was created from fire and he was created from dust. I'm better than him. And that's why we fall into backbiting and ghiba. Because of my own inadequacies, I need to talk bad about them so that I feel better about myself. Allahu musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah forgive the sins that we've committed with our tongues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe our slates clean. Yes, next week we'll earn more, but we will continue coming back to Allah to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Forgive us those sins committed in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah and record our speaking, our discussing in his scales of good deeds. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Hayyakumullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.